This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
15 minutes of heat here, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com.
That'll be 15 minutes more than they gave us.
Yeah, 15 minutes more than they tried.
I'm not going to do that.
You only don't want to do it, but I know in your head, when you watch, you definitely went like this at your television.
Oof. No, I didn't. You know why?
Why?
Hockey was going on at the same time. At 30-8, I was out.
Dude, I had the most bipolar Twitter timeline yesterday because it was just like embarrassing Heat stat, amazing Panthers thing. That was just my entire night last night.
You were up and you were down.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize that we could go and replay yesterday's activity in hockey. So, like, they scored and they challenged something that happened 40 seconds ago.
Oh, the offsides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, if they missed it, they missed it.
Ekblad, dude. Ekblad is back. Ekblad is back. We'll get to that coming up in Road to Repeat. I got some callers. They want to yell. Josiah, what's up, man? Frog Boy, you work. The phone's broken over here. Put a line.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi, how's it going? Just wanted to say, very disappointing night as a Heat fan. I really don't know who to blame other than the top down Pat Riley, and it falls down to Spo. This roster it's built to beat anyone. It's just a bunch of undrafted guys with a handful of top 10 picks, maybe like one. I think it's the Davion Mitchell. And oh no, two Wiggins, and then we got
oh yeah him.
It's just like yeah. Sorry, didn't mean to bring that up. Man, sorry.
You don't have to apologize. They should apologize to you, Josiah. You shouldn't apologize to them. They should apologize to you.
No, it's just like ever since last night, I've just been so angry, and then I get like this sore throat. Mm. I get this. It's just itching.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's something going on.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. Do you think you know what it is?
I don't know. Like, what else? Do you got any more symptoms that are? What about any coughing that might be going on?
I think there's like some hair in my throat.
Oh wow,
I've heard of that. Yeah, I think there's something going on.
Wow, do you think it's? What do you think it is?
I think we all know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Cat Fever.
No! That's a team. That's a team. That's a goddamn team.
We needed that. Thank you.
Thank you, Josiah. I'm glad. I hope you feel better. Hello, Jay.
What's going on, fellas? I love the show, man.
I think we're good by cooler timeline now.
No, but how y'all doing today, man? Like,
I mean,
I'm calling because all my rage is directed towards Spo. Because I felt like the direction of the team should have changed. Once Jimmy left, the direction of the team should have changed. Should have went younger. Let the young guys play. Like Leroy been saying for the longest, let Khalil Will play. Yeah, let these young guys play because I'm sitting up here watching Duncan Robinson and watching Hayward Highsmith, guys that I just don't feel like they have nothing spectacular about them anymore. So I'm like, let me watch, you know what I'm saying? Let me watch the young guys like Josh Christopher, and let me watch all the other guys. Like, those are the guys we want to see what we got. And Spo, this standard that he talking about that he got, oh, they need to play like 25-year-olds. Man,
oh my God,
this ain't the 90s. It's not the '90s no more. Like Zoe ain't walking through that door. None of them old guys that y'all used to play with. Like, let's get past that. Like, you got to acclimate to the times. Like, you ain't winning games 90 to 95 no more. You got to score 120. You got to score high points. Like, let's get the offense better going. You got to get an offensive guy in here because the offense, I don't know what the game plan is. I don't know what we do. It's no game plan. You handing the ball off to Duncan. Bam, holding the ball. We sitting up here watching guys hold the ball. We shooting it with 5 seconds left. And Tyler Hero, Lord. Like, listen here.
I think that's the most – Jay, I think the most frustrating thing was – I never saw a team run offense and always seem like they chucked up a shot with 2 seconds left a whole game.
Yeah, like it's frustrating, man, to watch that. And Tyler, you want to be the guy, you want to be the man. Like this, the second series now, the second year in a row that a team basically erased you. Done basically said, like, you ain't good enough to be. When you watch guys like Ant-Man and you watch guys like that they by themselves, they're the lone star, but nobody shutting them down. Donovan Mitchell nearly killed us by himself. I'm like, you want to be on that level with them guys? You're not. I'm sorry, bro. You're not. You're not on the level with them guys. I seen Bam help us get to a certain point. He can go. Like, I'm done. I'm done with that.
Wow,
so, man, y'all have a good day, man. I love the show, man. And I also have cat people!
We always got the cats.
Hey, so
if no one's got us, the cats got us.
So
got us.
Here's my question to you. By being stingy with the minutes for the young guys, talking about development and stuff like that, have we not prolonged their development? Because there's still situations that they're going to have to go through that we've just pushed into the future.
Yeah, I think there's definitely that. And I think especially it took that forever with Nico, and it took that with Kalel, where basically it took all these injuries to finally get them their chance. And then finally, you know, your captain has been shouting from the rooftops that he wants to play with size, and for some reason you're just like, no, 6'5 guy next to you. That's how it's going to work.
Right.
But the thing with, you know, the thing with Kalel, it's like, okay, you obviously – I'm not absolving Kalel of looking like a rookie and not playing well and not giving up.
You know who he is.
I get it. But you also kept leaving him in these islands where Kenny Atkinson keeps getting it switched out, and he's there at the top of the key for a three. This guy's the best lob threat in the league. More alley-oops than anybody. You could say, like, nothing? Nothing to get his confidence up?
Right.
At all throughout the whole series?
I just think that if every young player has to go through a certain amount of playing time or certain situations and get through that so they can be better in the future. If you don't try to get them through those moments, then you're just prolonging it to the next year. So if they end up with 45, 50 wins next year and Kalel is still – now we're going to have this conversation next year?
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. Oh, we need the standard is going to be the standard, and they need to be like 25-year-olds.
No, you need what you need.
No, you have who you have.
Right.
They don't get older. Sorry.
And that's not – by the way, what he did to Kalel this year is not forcing it through a fire hose or whatever the hell he says. That's not what that was.
What was it?
I don't know.
Barely changing the water of a hamster water bottle?
I don't know. It's just the thing is that
I'll take my minus one.
Yeah. Good. I'll wait. Go ahead.
It's very kind of you to self-sanction. You know what that is? Accountability.
Hey, that's me. This was the heat the whole time. Oh, I threw that into the stands? That's on me. I know.
One.
But so
I saw
and,
you.
And I've always believed this because in football, I remember when I was a rookie, and I broke my hand in camp. So I was coming back week three, right? Kevin Mack broke his hand in week one. And they looked at me and said, had to put a pad on it. We ain't got nobody else. And I'm like, that's how I got acclimated. Like, the team needs what it needs. Like, they don't have time to baby these young guys. And here's the problem with the Heat. You play these games with these young players, You finally get them to where you want to, and then you got to decide after 1.5 years of basketball to max them out. But get them their minutes. Get your money's worth.
Where are you going?
You won 37 games. You can't afford to hold somebody out.
Larry.
Leroy, please. It's a different game. It was a different time. Please, time management. Oh, we need to sit this player. We need to sit that player. That's what the NBA has become. But I'm going to tell you guys something, and you might hate me after this, but I watched not even the half. I couldn't even get through the half. I switched it. I went straight to hockey. I said, you know what? I love my Heat no matter what. I love my Heat. I had the guts when we were all talking about, oh, we're going against Boston. Oh, this team's got guts. The guts are gone. You know where the guts are? GSW with the number 10. I know you guys are going to hate to hear this, but playoff Jimmy showed up, and he's at the end of the game. He comes over and he says, I got my joy back.
I know.
We loved that joy. I love that joy.
So
it's like an ex-girlfriend. It's like an ex-girlfriend. All right, we broke up. Okay, but you know what? I saw her. She was working at the counter.
Yeah.
She looked so lovely and so beautiful. And what did she do? She looked over at me. Her eyes twinkled and then quickly looked away. I saw Jimmy last night. My eyes twinkled and my heart broke. But I had to sit and listen. I had to watch. Listen. You guys say what you want about Spo. Respect, mad respect to Spo. Spo got his wins because of LeBron. Come on, let's put it out there. Spo got his wins because of Jimmy Butler. Let's put it out there. Not a brilliant coach. You know who's a brilliant coach? Steve Kerr. Sorry, you know who's a brilliant coach? Pop. But what Spo's doing to baby this one and limiting minutes and doing this, they don't go out there and play basketball. Tyler Hero has become a zero. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm saying that. Anyway.
All right. See you, Larry. We'll take a break.
The one thing I would say that he says is not, you know, it's not the old days with guys sitting out or whatever. This is not a situation of managing minutes. This is not a situation of giving guys rest. What we're talking about is he purposely holds young guys out without trust in them, right? And
he got called out on it from last year with Jimmy, because Jimmy told you they put Nico to Sioux Falls because he wanted to go try and get some playing time as a backup five, and Jimmy had to say he's not a five.
Right, but that's,
and by the way, that's why I registered a lot with Nico and why Nico stayed loyal to Jimmy.
Right.
You know, like throughout all of this. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not excusing all of Jimmy's behavior because it was rotten.
But it
registered because a player was looking out for him when a coach wasn't.
Right. But here's the other thing is that when you look at sports, look at football, you look at everybody has the attitude now, let's get our young guys some reps. Let's get them in the game so they can get that experience so we don't have questions about them in the future. Supposed to sitting guys out, send them to the Yotes. Send them like, oh, he needs to earn these minutes or whatever. That's not the way. Listen, you remember Houston when they drafted all those guys and they were young? They went out and got their lumps. Detroit, young guys, go ahead and take your lumps. Why are we not? We don't have LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosh where we can do that.
Well, that's the thing that I find crazy about it, and we got to get to a break here, but it's like, even if the Heat did tank, right, and let's just say the Heat were in a position where they would have gotten a top five guy, can Spo handle that? Like, is Spo in the place where he can handle and nurture a young talent anymore?
Right. The last young guy that got minutes right away was D-Wade, and he had to be a Hall of Famer, right?
Well, he didn't coach him as rookie year. Stan did.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Take a break. Back after this.